Ha-ha! I have a keybind now to mute my mic.
Yay.
Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to episode 60 of Geek Grills, a podcast in which geeky women and sometimes guests gather to record topical conversation and then offer it to the masses. The Geek Grills podcast is supported solely by our patrons. We appreciate you very much, every single one of you, and we'd love to see more of you. Stop in at www.patreon.com/grills. I'm September, also known as 9 of 12, and I'm here with my co-host, The Jen.
Hello.
So, Jen, what have you been up to this geeky week?
So I have been watching the Heroes of the Storm Global Championship games over the weekend on Twitch, which was great. I got to watch a lot of really fun gameplay, and I'm getting excited because these are some of the teams that I'm going to see at BlizzCon. So I was getting pretty pumped up watching all of that and remembering how much fun I had last year watching Heroes. So I'm getting pretty excited for that. I have a functioning laptop. It's not as cool as my computer, so my desktop that is currently not functioning. So I can play Heroes on it with minimal settings, and as long as not 8,000 things are happening at the same time, I can play. And I can play Hearthstone there too, so I guess that's good. I'm reading a really dumb book about shapeshifters and dragons, and it's a series, and it's not really well written, and it's kind of, whatever. It's a fun book. It's dumb. It's such a dumb book.
What do you mean dumb?
It's just not well written. It's kind of like they do a lot more like telling instead of like, you know, they don't show what the, well, they always say like, don't say, oh, this character is really patient. Like show them being patient, you know, in a story. They don't really do that very well, but it's just dumb. It's just dumb, like lighthearted
story. Is it mushy? Is it like romance novel quality?
It is a little bit. There's definitely some sexy scenes in it. Not like romance novel style fully, but there's a little bit of that.
Does it have Fabio on the cover?
No, it does not. Oh, no, it doesn't. But it is definitely weird and not what I normally read, but it's been kind of refreshing to have something kind of light and not serious, especially with everything else that I've been ingesting as far as media. I went through, and after the Game of Thrones season, towards the end of the season, I went back and I started to rewatch Game of Thrones from episode one. So I went through the entire series, and then I rewatched the finale, of course, because I went to rewatch the whole thing all the way through to the end. So I finished that. I enjoyed kind of noticing things that I didn't see the first time through, which is cool. And I think the writers have done a really good job of capturing those neat little moments in the story, and that really excites me. But yeah, so that was kind of heavy. So I think that's part of the reason I've been reading things that are not so heavy. Probably. That's the excuse I'm going to use at this point. All right. Yeah, that's been pretty much been me.
That's all right. So let me see. My birthday went by and my husband's birthday went by. I got an awesome signed and framed Harley Quinn comic from my friend Vinod. Vinod is a great guy. He always retweets and Facebook posts every time a Grills episode comes out. And he apparently at the Charlotte Comic Con had gotten this sign back then. And then he got it. And he got a comic signed for my husband. One of his favorite things, like a New Mutants character, signed by an artist that has a really similar name to my husband, which was funny. Like, mine is signed by Timms, who's one of the artists on the new one, the new Harley universe stuff. And the one he had signed for Rob's, I just remember the guy's name was Bob McCready.
So I guess it funny. Was
like an extra little bonus funny on top of getting him like a comic with a character he liked. So yeah, Vinod is sweet and awesome, thoughtful friend, and brought those out to a gig Rob had and gave them to us. So yay. So I learned recently that getting a guitar repaired, because my husband's guitar is in repair for the third time now, is very much like getting any other kind of freaking tech support. It's something in the electronics, and it's an intermittent problem. And every time you take it to someone, whether it's the same person or another person, or it's just the schlep taking it in to write things down, it's like, oh, did you check the batteries? Yes, I checked the batteries. Did you check, what if maybe it's the cable? Like, I already tried a different cable.
Is it plugged in?
Exactly. Like, one guy tried to explain to my husband, like, how the equalizer and the tuner that are built into the guitar work. Like, he's had the guitar for 10 years. That's not him not pushing the button there is not the problem. Just because you can't emulate it right this second, just give it time. So that guitar's been in there for, it sat there for a week before the guy looked at it, which pissed me off. And then he called and we're replacing a part that I went ahead and ordered because I think it might be that, to eliminate one thing. And then the other guy said, well, it might be that, but it might be this other thing. And I think your preamp's going and that's on back order until October, and I think your jacks, like, are going, and they tried to talk to my husband as if the jacks and the preamps were connected, which they're not. I mean, I've looked up all the parts to order them, because we have a son who's taking electrical engineering, could probably just do this. So, yeah, I feel like the guitar tech guy at the Guitar Center we're going to doesn't really know what he's doing. Like, he's using that process of elimination, just starting to replace part after part. And it's kind of pissing me off. And it's like, yes, I fucking plugged it back in and I shut it off and back on. And every time I talk to somebody, they may run us through that bullshit. So, yeah. Anyway.
I hate when they're just like, well, did you chat? It's just obnoxious. And I know they have to ask because there probably are people that don't know otherwise.
Like, it's already been in here. Yeah, and we're bringing it back because you didn't fucking fix it the first time. Come on now. Like, I don't know. Did you check that when you had it a couple weeks ago? Did you try a different cable? I didn't leave mine here, did I, Durr?
Right.
So, so anyway, I guess with that, it is time for the Geek Grapevine. So, Pokemon Go is still fun. I'm crazy. I know. But the Johto Legendaries are out. Huh?
No, that's okay. You're not crazy. It's other people are having fun with it too.
It is super fun. It is more social than it has been since the very beginning. And this slow release of Legendaries continuing is keeping that alive. I did 2 Raikou raids this morning with about 8 or 9 people that live in my town. Last night, Rob and I, on our way to get a pint, saw there was a Raikou raid and went to it, and there were like almost 20 people at that raid. So it's just fun. We're keeping touch on Facebook and in chat and letting each other know. And, you know, somebody's got a dad in the hospital, and so they're, you know, everybody's praying for each other's stuff. But right now, we have Raikou in North America. Entei is the fire-type legendary. These are all like the dogs. can be battled in Europe and Africa. And Suicune is the water-type and is in the Asia-Pacific region. Now, supposedly, Mewtwo is supposed to become available on my birthday, September 6th. And no one's seen one around here. So I'm hoping any day. But on September 30th, there will be a rotation. So you basically have a month to catch each dog in your area as it rotates through each type.
I think that the only thing that makes me sad about Pokemon Go is that I can't scrimmage against my friends or trade with my friends.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only thing I miss. Other than that, I am cool with it.
We'll see. Everybody wants that, I think. At the very least, the trading. God.
Yeah.
But I think as getting people up and around, though, I mean, it's kind of put out there as a go look at things app or go exercise app, right? Because it's all the way it used Ingress.
Absolutely. That's the point of it.
And if you could battle each other, people would just maybe meet up. Or they'd just fly in for proximity because there's so much cheating. I can't even. They call it flying in now, right? so much spoofing, and which I don't even know how to do. I don't want to know how to do. It would tempt me, I think, if I looked it up. When I like just can't go to a raid, and I don't have this legendary yet, and I can't believe how many people are doing it. But I think if you could battle each other, it would lose a lot of people going to do it. They would just sit with a friend and play, and that's a different game.
Yeah, sadly, you're right, I think.
We all lazy gamers, come on. So I found this other article. I was, I don't know what I was looking for. Oh, I was looking for hurricane news at the time because my mother lives in Tampa Bay. And she's fine. She is without power right now. I don't know when it'll go back up. But my friend in Boca, his was only out for a couple of hours. So I hope they do that decently in Tampa Bay. I can't believe the amount of people that power there. It's pretty stunning. So anyway, I'm reading about what's going on at Disney World because I have interest there. I worked at Walt Disney World when Andrew came through. And I found buried that while they were getting ready to shut down or getting ready to for the storm. Sorry, I got interrupted one of those goddamn pop-up ads in the article. Just to warn you all if you go look. But they had to take down all the tarps over the fences hiding. They are building the Star Wars land entrance. So in this article, there's somebody got some shots of the Star Wars land entrance. And I am happy to me, those buildings look like it's going to be, at least in part, very Tatooine-y.
Tatooine-y.
Unintentional funny weenie word. But, I mean, Tatooine-esque. There we go. I'll just pull an Ibbit and use an esque. Everybody mark your bingo.
Right? That is totally an Ibbit. That's fantastic. Yes.
Sorry, my but inside anyway, TMS joke.
Tatooine-esque.
So, yeah, you can get a little glimpse here. I was like, ooh, look. I'm looking for hurricane news, and I found buried nerd news.
That's
so what you got, Jen?
So I just wanted to talk about It because It is supposedly good. It released this weekend. I'm purposely being vague because it's really funny to try to like search for It. I was like, how can I get tickets for It? And typing that into Google gives you really interesting results. The movie It came out and it is... funny. It released with a crazy high amount of money. It made $123.1 million as of Monday morning, which is a lot. Just to give you an idea, it was a third largest opening weekend of 2017. It was more than Spider-Man Homecoming. It was more than a lot of other things. I think the only thing that beat it was Beauty and the Beast and Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I said. I've also been hearing it's really good. It's had like an 87% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, a B+ on CinemaScore. I have a bunch of people that I really know and whose opinions I actually trust have been talking about how good it is. So I'm excited. I'm going to go see it this week. I tried to go see it this weekend, but I couldn't, unfortunately, because I couldn't get a flipping ticket because it was all sold out.
Wow.
At all the theaters I like to go to.
I think this is a function of actual Stephen King novel fans mixed with people who have horror hype or have a childhood memory like I do of the TV thing being really scary or whatever. But from the feedback I've been hearing, it's a lot. The treatment was much more like the book, which is very Stranger Things. Like, it's ET, like kids' adventure, that point of view, that they actually did
Sure.
that in the movie treatment, is what I've been hearing. So.
I mean, considering that, like, this summer has kind of sucked for movies, I'm not gonna lie. It's been kind of crap.
Really? Wonder Woman, Spider-Man? Sure. What?
That's not summer. That wasn't summer. I'm
Sure it
talking
was.
summer. Summer. No, because Wonder
What?
Woman was out in May. That's not a summer movie. I mean, I'm talking about the last couple months. There's been nothing good in the last several months, and I've been wanting to go to the movies more, and I've been like, meh, I guess I'll go see that. Meh. I mean, what has there been? I mean, I guess I went and saw Spider-Man Homecoming. It was okay.
I thought it was great. I enjoyed it very
I
much.
thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great, but I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was okay. It was good. I'm a Marvel fangirl, so I will enjoy it. I just think that it might have been a little bit targeted at somebody in a younger age bracket than myself.
Ha, with all the
Which is
nods
fine.
to the
That's how it should have
newspaper,
been. But that's
which
how it
all.
should have been because
Yeah, I guess that's what they were trying to do, is get new
I
audience,
looked
right?
at he's a younger kid. So, I mean, he should be. It should be targeted at a younger audience. Don't get me wrong, some of the other stuff, like the villain was fantastic. And like it was really nice having like a believable villain too. Like a villain whose like motives you can understand, not just like, I'm crazy because I'm crazy and I want to go do stuff, you know? Like it was like I have this very real reason, this very tangible, very real reason for why I'm doing what I'm doing. And that was kind of nice. Turned out
Sure.
to be crazy, but still. But yeah, no, so I'm pretty excited about its launch this week, this weekend, and definitely gonna go try to go see it this weekend. Or this week, excuse me. Why was I yawn? It's gonna be this week. This week. I'm gonna go see it, hopefully.
Okay.
So I can get
I
tickets
don't
for
think
it.
I'm gonna go. I don't know. I don't know. Not, I'm just not very interested in it. Like, I didn't go to Dark Tower either, but I heard that was a real stinker, so.
I was gonna go see Dark Tower and then I heard not so good things and just didn't want to be sad, so I didn't go.
Yeah.
Which
All right,
sucks.
so we have a tough topic.
Yes.
I know we haven't been around. It's not because we've been avoiding it, really. this was brought to us by a listener
My
some months ago.
computer blew up. My life blew up. Don't worry, I'm okay, kind of.
Yeah,
We've
Jen's
not
had
been
a
avoiding
series of
it.
unfortunate events, basically.
Basically.
And I wasn't going to do this by myself. So, one of our regular listeners, and I believe, and a patron, wrote to us a couple of months ago just to, hey, you guys want to talk about this? Like, they trust us to talk about this. And I really appreciate that sentiment that we are creating the safe space that we have talked about from the beginning. We wanted to. But they had an experience, and as I recall, and I couldn't find the message, it got buried, but where there was someone they game with online, a regular group, and they disappeared. Just poof. And while they were gone for, I don't remember the period of time, a year or two or whatever, our listener discovered that they had been arrested for a sex offense. And there was something involving the person living with someone underage, but they didn't know if that was actually connected to the offense. They didn't have the details. But the person eventually just came back, just popped up online, like, hey, let's play whatever game they play, Heroes, I don't know. And it was a real, like, moment. Like, how do you deal with that? What do you do? How do you and I mean, I have some experience with that happening in my life myself. So what about you, Jen? Have you got any experience with this sort of thing
Well,
happening to you?
this topic was something that was so I used to be in a very large LARP organization, and I we're talking over 100 games. We're talking about it not being an official nonprofit. Each game has its own individual little sovereignty, and I was the head storyteller of one of those games. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because this really was this was a big topic in our organization because there was debates, you know, who do we deny sex offenders? Do we allow them? Do we, you know, all these different things. And then on top of it, I had players that were like, oh my God, I can't believe that you're not doing this already. And I don't want ever want anybody to play here if they're a sex offender, blah, blah, blah. And it was a really intense debate. And, you know, the interesting thing about this debate is that it's not, there is no straightforward answer. And I ended up on the wrong side of things, apparently, because I was like, I'm not going to go and arbitrarily dismiss people based on an RSO status that I don't even know about, because they've been gaming with us for years. There have never been any incidents with an individual. So why should I be proactively telling people, no, you can't come and pretend to be a vampire at my game?
You don't because think 20 that some years due ago, diligence is called for?
I think that, but that was exactly it. Are we going to start doing that or not? And that was the debate. And granted, you know, I understood where they were coming from in that they were had concerns. Sure. And if something had been brought to my attention, sure. But I didn't have underage players. Everybody was 18 and over. So I didn't have an issue with, you know, with that aspect of anything. Number two, I don't have a membership list of these are the players that are members in this org, or these are the players that are members in my game. They brought a character and they played a character. But in some cases, I didn't have the first or last name of a player. Because they may only come to one game or two games, a couple games, and then disappear for a couple months, then come back and whatever. So I looked at it as the same standpoint of like, if you go to an open mic, are you walking around, you know, checking everyone?
I don't see a lot of people sneaking off into corners in open mics like I do at LARPs.
But there's not really a lot of sneaking off into corners either, though. And there are players that would that there is enough sense of keeping an eye on that type of activity, because not just because of the game, but because we played at a college campus, and there could be some douchebag completely unrelated to the game
that really could show up. I had this amazing makeout session with a guy I met at a LARP at a college campus some years ago.
Well, yeah, no, I get that. But it's like, how am I supposed to regulate that? What due diligence am I supposed to do? Where do I draw the line? And we had a player, this got brought to me because there was a player who was on a list, and it got brought to me by another player. And to be perfectly honest, the frustrating thing is that to make the whole situation look bad, the player brought it because it was they didn't want the player there because they were having problems with their character in character and were trying to find a way to get them out of the game. And it turns out that they are a low-level sex offender. So I asked them, I was like, well, why are you registered? Because this is a big debate. This is a debate. And I'm not trying. I also would like to be very clear. If the org had said, okay, we're going to have a membership registration now, all members will be screened for RSO status prior to, I would have held that standard at my game. If they had said, now games can decide whether or not to opt into this, I would have absolutely opted in. If that makes sense. And my cat would have.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could hear him meow. Just wanted to weigh in on the conversation, apparently. Go away. I would have absolutely opted in on it because that was a framework that would make sense. But then you have to decide, well, it's not as simple as no RSOs. So this guy was a registered sex offender for public urination.
Right. Yeah. Because there's a lot of different levels, which is okay. Something like...
Do I tell him he can't come to game because he peed in public once? I'm pretty sure I peed in public. Maybe I shouldn't say that. There may have been times where I may have urinated in public in college.
Right, yeah.
Technically. I mean... that's a hard decision to make, to tell somebody... You know, you made this mistake 20 years ago. Now you can't pretend to be a vampire in my game.
I think In your situation, I would have opted to protect the organization by, actually just having an application where they say,
I
no,
well,
I'm
yeah, that
not
was at
a
the org
level.
level, sure, but there was never an org level membership. The organization didn't
Right.
exist legally. There was
Right.
no,
But
it
I'm
was
saying
not.
once the debate popped up, I would have just said, I would have just gone home, made up an application, thrown everybody and said, here, shut up.
I would have lost players. I had players that were not okay with that. That felt like on a principal level that that was unacceptable because they were adding, I was adding a membership rule to that doesn't exist outside of that. And again, it has to do with the same thing is that, most clubs don't have that process. Most adult clubs, like clubs that adults are a member of, you can be part of the Dungeons and Dragons Adventure League and they're not going to check you for RSO status or have you check a box.
I don't know. I've
And there's even
joined a lot of
underage people
adult
at those
clubs.
events.
Maybe it's different, the kind of clubs that you're joining, or because I'm a
I'm just
parent.
giving an
I've had
example
so many
for
security
Adventure League.
checks run on me.
See, no, that makes sense. But like Magic the Gathering, to go play on Friday Night Magic, you don't have to do that. And I go there and there's 40 dudes. And sometimes there's people outside or out back smoking a cigarette at the game store, with one another. It's the exact same thing. And there's no, because there's no real registration, no real membership. Now, had the org that I was a part of been a nonprofit organization, a not-for-profit organization that was organized and had a membership database, I absolutely agree with you. Screening, you sign a thing that says, I acknowledge that I'm not a registered sex offender, blah, blah, blah. And then I would also go on and have the additional caveat of if you answered yes to this question, please give exam, please explain or whatever, or we contact them to have a conversation about it. And
Right,
if it
pick a
was
level. I mean, was it peeing or was
exactly.
it rape? And
Exactly.
there's.
No, exactly. And this came up because there was a game in Iowa where a player was consistently showing up and it found out, everyone found out later that he was not only a registered sex offender, but was wanted and charged for the possession of child pornography and obviously was banned from the game and the org and everything
And there's so
because
many out there.
that's terrible. That's not cool, especially because that game in particular, it was kind of in the middle of nowhere. So some players didn't have like babysitter options necessarily. So sometimes they would have like a wife or husband would take turns like keeping an eye on the 2 or 3 year old, so that the other one could like LARP. Which is, and then having somebody like that around, absolutely. And when I see something like that and I hear about that, like that was probably the part of this that really like turned me a lot where I was like, oh my God, we need to be an org that is official and we need to start doing this. But unfortunately, the rest of the org did not feel that that needed to happen, or they voted to not incorporate essentially. But again, I think like it's important to understand there are different levels, that this is not a straightforward thing. And it's also hard because it's like, do you make a decision? What if this person made this terrible error 20 years ago and they're not that same person? I guess do they forever lose out on the right to participate in events and in things? I
Well, the thing
guess.
is, when they determine the level of offense that they are convicted of, they do things like consider, even to move to level two, what the degree of dangerousness, like if it was violent or repeatability, is also considered. Like if a reoffense is to a certain level, when they name that level. So there's that. I mean, before they even have to be on the kind of registry that lasts your whole life. That sort of thing is decided. Some registries are only temporary. Some levels
Yeah.
of it are like you were 18 and had a 17-year-old girlfriend. So, that's heinous. And it would take a
Well,
lot of
or
proof to
like
screen
you're
someone.
16 and you're 16, your girlfriend's 16 and you're 16, you send her a picture of your penis.
Right.
Well, now you've distributed child pornography. your own, but technically, and that is just so.
There's a lot of little tiny things. I won an election some years back, and to an organization, and it came out soon after that the person who had run against me was a sex offender. So all of a sudden, everybody who had been on his side was like, "Thank you for saving us. Oh my God, I'm so glad you beat him." And I'm like, "Well, yeah, that would have been embarrassing, but he probably shouldn't have been running for office knowing that's out there."
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there are a few things where you say, you know what, I just don't have the background for office.
Yeah,
One,
check your
I'm a
skeletons at
registered
the
sex
door.
offender. Two, I was convicted of murder. Three,
Yeah.
known embezzler.
Yeah, don't run for treasurer if you it pops up on your police report that you were, you know. I have a friend who, all right. I have a former friend who's a sex offender though, who was busted in a sting. And this is like one of those weird online, it was the first thing I thought of because our listener brought it to us with like this online, like they pop up and what do you do to handle this? Because my friends were married, I was like at their wedding. I knew them for years. I've known these people since I was like a teenager. And dude gets busted and he's got like the a baby at home with one of my best friends, and he got busted crossing state lines going to hook up with like a 14-year-old or some shit out of, in another state. And it was like a to catch a predator situation, and he my girlfriend didn't know anything about it until she got the call that he was in jail. So he wasn't allowed to be online for a number of years. And I heard about it while he was away in jail. And then he was still not allowed on the computer as far as I knew, and then I started getting friend requests from him on Facebook. And I friended him to see if it was really him, and then so I could let someone know who he might stalk and find out if it was really him, because I don't think he was supposed to be online yet. And then I unfriended him. And I recently tried to friend me again. He's got pictures of this new girlfriend he's got, and I'm like kind of tweaked out. Like, does this person know? Like, what's my responsibility?
Yeah, I mean,
Is it
this
none
came
of my
up
business, or does
recently.
this beautiful young girl know
Yeah.
that that's who he is? I mean, that doesn't get a pass at any point in my mind.
See, but at the same time, it's like you have to kind of, and I get it. Like but it's hard. It's not easy, especially when it's a, when we're talking about people. I mean, for one thing, what is okay, so tier one is 15 years, tier two is 25 years, and then tier three is for life, right? As far as I'm aware. And
I
then
believe that's it, yeah.
I know that they have the opportunity, if they have a clean record for 25 years, they can attempt to have it reduced, which basically means tier threes could have it reduced as far as the length of time of the registry. But keep in mind that registry doesn't start until after they leave jail. So if they were in jail, they're incarcerated, it's not until after they leave that that starts. But we're talking about 25 years for tier two. Now, tier three, sure. You want to tell me that all tier three, and that was honestly my stance too at the game, is that even if we didn't have membership, if somebody came up to me and was like, that person's a tier three sets of sex offender, I probably would have been like, yep, fair enough. I have the right to ban anybody I want in my game. I would
Right.
absolutely have done that. I think things get sticky with tier one and tier two. That is my honest opinion. And the reason I say that is because tier one has a lot to do with there not being any activity.
Right.
Tier one is all about viewing, receiving, sending, and I don't know. I guess with something like that, I feel like there's got to be some aspect of the fact that not. This is going to sound really terrible because I don't mean it this way at all. But There's no acting on it. It's still bad because obviously the creation of child pornography is done because people want to watch it. And then the creation of it is in itself a terrible, horrible act. And if people didn't want to watch it, they wouldn't create it. Right. So I don't want to say that viewing it is a victimless crime. I'm not saying that viewing it is not bad. It is. But do you know what I'm saying? There is a difference between acting on it and having that side of things. Okay. But again, we're talking about icky, yucky stuff. To be on any of these lists, it's icky, yucky stuff for the most part. However, at the same time, child pornography can include taking pictures of your high school buddies, peeing off the side of a roof. I'm using this as an example because it happened.
Right.
You know, and posting that up in the locker room at high school.
And there's a lot of personal decisions you have to make. Like if you find out someone, you know, someone is an offender, and they're yeah. very personal. And like, then what if, I think, you know, someone else who knows them and they're going to let them crash on their couch and they have a young person in the house who may be at risk. Like it's just all very, very personal. I've known custody situations where, you know, like there's accused, some diddling going on. And later on, the juvenile boy in the house was convicted of rape. I don't know if he's a registered sex offender or not still. It's somebody I know. But he's, because I think he was still underage when he was convicted, and I'm not sure how that works. If they still have to register forever or if that gets wiped with everything else. But
it doesn't get wiped with everything else.
Huh?
Which is weird. It's one of the things that doesn't get wiped off your record when you hit 18.
Because, visitation was removed from the household of, young girls in the household. And it was just like a generic blanket of there's a sex offender in the house. And so they were able to remove the children from a visitation situation. I mean, it's a decision you have to make when you run into these problems. I don't know what advice we could possibly give. I mean, if you just know somebody online, I mean, how comfortable or uncomfortable are you with it? And do you have the actual story? Me personally, if I had heard, because somebody wasn't around for a while, that this had happened, I would just say, hey, can we step aside? And I would write to their face, like, tell me what the fuck happened. Because I can't play with you. I can't hang out with you. I don't talk to you until I know your side. And then you can decide from there. It's really hard. We know so many people virtually these days, but things are hearsay and people do, like in your LARP groups, the people are just trying
to. And this came up. This exact situation came up. I had somebody come up to me and be like, why are you hanging out with that dude? This is before I was a storyteller at this game. But I became a storyteller later, and oddly enough, I actually ended up becoming friends with this person. Well, I was friends with this person, but I continued to be friends with them because there was a situation where people were like, oh, why are you hanging out with him? He's such a creeper. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, he's been nothing but, like, nice to me. I've crashed at his place multiple times and, like, have not even had the hint of anything. And they were like, oh, yeah, like, there was this time, like, he, like, forced his girlfriend to have sex with him in the car outside a game and, like, all this crap. And I was like, whoa, like, all right. So you know what I did? I, like, went to my friend and was like, hey, what's the story? And he was like, oh, yeah, well, he tried to date this girl. I ended up dating her. And then we used to hang out at a game a lot. And, yeah, we made out in the car one time and everybody freaked out about it. I'm like, all right. like, that makes sense. And then there was a situation where these two girls started gaming and they were under 18. Their brother was over 18. They were under 18. They had permission to come and play. And, you know, that was all fine. And this same gentleman used to talk to them and at game, you know, and even afterwards. And one time I was hanging out with him and like people were like making comments about it, like, you know, in private or whatever. And we were like somewhere and he was just like, he made some comment, like, because they were twins, by the way, these two girls. And I think they were 16 or 17. And he was like, oh man, how funny. Because there was like these stuffed animals and like one was like one ant type of animal and one was the other and there were only two. And he was like, how funny that like that's like her favorite. I should totally not have said her name. Can we bleep that out? There was like, that's her name. That's her favorite.
I'll have to find a way to do that.
That's her favorite. Like, OMG. Like, yeah, mark the time. But there was like, oh my gosh, there's one of each of them. And it's just one of those things where he was like, that's really funny. Maybe I should grab them for them. Like, that would be really funny. And I was like, no, you probably don't want to do that. And he was like, what? And then that's when I was like, okay, like, I haven't said anything, but people make a lot of comments because you talk to them at game and blah, 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 blah. And he was like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, no, like, this is a thing that comes up. And he was like, I eat dinner at their family's house regularly. I've known them for years. And I was like, I don't think people at game know that. And he was like, well, why should they? It's none of their business. But it was like, that is exactly where that started.
That said, I'm not past dropping the $30 to run a check on somebody who is creeping me out.
Sure. I mean, but that's one thing. If they've done anything, if he had done anything to indicate to me that, like, that was a thing, then sure. You know, but like, I didn't have that from him. He was right. A friend of mine. Yeah. And had never done anything creepy in my viewpoint ever. And that's not just me being like, oh, he's my friend, so I don't notice it. Like, it wasn't like he was my friend for years and years and years. But well, I had never seen it.
This is another, I think, example but then again, where I have the children.
One of the other guys that was there, though, that was accusing him of all this crap, was one of the people that used to creep me out. Because he had the creepy vibe and would kind of like leer and like do things. You know what I mean? And so it was like, all right. I don't know.
But I mean, I think that's like I was trying to say that maybe a different perspective too, because I have children. Like that.
Yeah. And
they're hanging out with somebody that I really think is sketchy and maybe worth checking. And that is,
talking about children being exposed to that. I mean, granted, these were technically children, but they were also 16-year-old, almost 17-year-old girls.
And that's when a lot of the trouble happens, because that's, I mean, they've hit puberty, there's the hormones, it's a big soup.
Yeah. Sure. But at the same time, it's like, they're not off in a corner alone. If there was somebody taking them off to a corner alone, that would obviously be a problem. People would notice. You know, that was part of the thing. But for the most part, when you're talking about people that are 18 and up, like you said, you know, you're not going to have people off in corners and whatnot. We just don't do that because it's not safe. But yeah, everybody should be comfortable, should be able to enjoy themselves. But I also think that I have a different perspective because I went to college when I was 16 years old. I didn't live at home anymore when I was 16. So I guess maybe I have a skewed perspective of what it's like to be a 16-year-old. But
no, I do same also here.
Think I do also think that it's like if this was a club where there were children at it, of course, like this is where this would not even be a conversation, right? I mean, you're talking about people that could have some kind of influence over other people, or like you said, you know, I don't know, there could be a lot of things that can happen.
It's a difficult thing.
It is difficult, and it was really hard because, you know, I had people screaming on both sides about what was okay and what wasn't.
I mean, the best advice I have to give at any, I mean, it applies to just about any situation, though, is get your information correct, straight. If you only know this person online and somebody's telling you some stuff, or yeah, you're in a gossipy situation in a club and people are telling you stuff about a person based on their feelings, based on someone's hurt feelings, based on there's a breakup, so they're making up weird shit. That's another thing I know is going on in a college club that I'm aware of right now. Somebody said all kinds of crazy shit that never happened about one of my kids. So There's that. You can get the information straight from the horse's mouth. If you don't trust them, you can run a goddamn report online if you really need to. If you're that uncomfortable and you can't decide who to believe, walk away. But just don't decide to add to the damage, if you don't know somebody's situation. And
Yeah,
but if
I
there's
think that
children,
that's
protect them.
great. I think everything you just no, absolutely. And you're 100% right. I do want to agree with you. I don't want everybody walking away thinking that I'm just like okay with sex offenders like being everywhere and doing having all this freedom and like whatever that they if you are a registered sex offender, then you were convicted of something. You don't become one if you're not. So obviously you made a poor choice somewhere and you have to deal with the consequences of that choice. And one of the consequences of that choice might be limitations on what activities you get to participate in. But I couldn't agree more with get the information, know more details, and don't make, I don't think there's any rule to make, I don't think it's possible to make blanket statements when it comes to this because of the weird places and designations that different things can fall under.
Yep. Okay, so we look forward to hearing your feedback, sort of. A little scared.
I
And
don't
since.
know if I'm really excited, but I don't know if I look forward to it, but I definitely encourage it. Please
Well,
don't. I
I hope
definitely
it's appreciated that we took this on and we didn't run from it. It took us a long time to get around to it, but it's because we have had so many exciting things going on, and guests, we weren't avoiding it. And it's hard to frame like the discussion and experiences with it. So I'm glad it was brought to us. And anything anybody wants to bring to us to talk about, if you're interested in our point of view or you want to make yours known, give us some feedback. Excuse me. I'm all choked up about this. I'm having an emotional moment. But
Yeah, no,
anyway.
it's a big conversation. So I think that that's appropriate that we get that this is a big conversation. And I also appreciate the fact that we're not like both like, oh, this is obviously the answer. Because there is no, this is obviously the answer in the situation. It is a debate, it is a conversation, and that's why, yeah, feel free to chime in and I'm glad we got a chance to have kind of a I'm glad we got a chance to tackle it. It was brought to us a long time ago and it's a long time coming.
Yep, and it's a situation a lot of us run into more often than we'd like. So anyway, you can email us at geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a call at 508-474-5577. If you do that, let me know if you would like your voice on the air or not. Same with emailing us, let us know if you prefer to remain anonymous as we share your comments. I was not clear with the person who had written in to us about it, so I didn't mention their name. Anyway, so Jen, what are you most anticipating coming up?
I'm hoping that the motherboard and other things I'm going to put into my desktop will fix the problem with my desktop. I'm very much anticipating that right now. I also am excited to hopefully go see it this week or weekend.
See what?
No. Looking forward to that. I also Yeah, it's pretty much it. I mean, I've been real busy. Life has been busy. So having at least a little bit of nerdism would be wonderful.
Yay. Well, I'm looking forward to playing some more Warcraft. I've been really, really freaking into Legion. Man, oh man. I don't know. I think it's all my husband wanted to do for his birthday, right? So we played for like 2 days. And I'm really
Yeah, you
into
know
it.
what? That's what I want to do, and that's why I'm hoping my computer will work because I don't this laptop cannot handle the WoW. Sadly. And I kind of want to dive in before it's gone, you know?
And you'll have to let me know. It doesn't go anywhere. You'll have to let me know how fried that is. Maybe you can send it to me. Maybe my son can fix it or some junk. But anyway, what else? I'm
Maybe.
heading to Myrtle Beach next weekend with this big group. It's most of the musicians in town, it seems like. People have been having trouble booking gigs or booking their venues in week Statesville next weekend because there's like a whole bunch of us all headed to Myrtle Beach, and hopefully Jose doesn't wash us away. Should be fine. Stay in the resort, a lot of booze.
Oh boy, that sounds fun.
It should be freaking amazing. There's going to be like people writing music. I mean, I don't even care if it hurricanes outside. I don't care about the beach. There's like bars you can walk to around on the resort. We'll all be safe. We'll all be happy and surrounded with music, right?
I don't know why this made me think of that. Completely unrelated. I hope something, nothing this tragic happens. But did you hear about the guy that ran into the Burning Man this year?
What do you mean, ran into the Burning Man?
Ran into the Burning Man and
Into the
died.
giant wicker man that was actually
Yes.
burning? I thought you meant, I mean, everybody runs in the festival, don't they?
No. Actually ran into the Burning Man.
Okay, no.
That was crazy. I will include. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was bullshit. I went to 8,000 places. I was like, this has got to be not true, but it is, and it's kind of sad. Anyway, sorry. Not to be a Debbie Downer, let's talk about something positive. Patron. Patrons are awesome. So remember, we are fully and wholly supported by our patrons at patreon.com. You can become a patron at patreon.com/grills. Grills. I would very much encourage us to do this. I was just having a conversation with Ember about the fact that we are a very sad only $8 a month behind, I think, making all of our expenses be covered by Patreon. So that would be really awesome if we could just bump it up just a little bit, get up there. Maybe if you already are a patron, you could do $2. I don't know. But also, new patrons, we love you. And that being said, our newest patron is Leah Backus. And welcome to our lovely list of girlfriends. We're very happy to have you.
Yay, Leah is a friend of mine that I met through mutual music that we like, I believe. And she's always been very positive and encouraging in my whole life. So now she's also a patron. It makes me very happy. We also have one more person who threw an iTunes star at us. They didn't write a review. I guess they were shy. But any of you can do that at any time for free, and we truly appreciate it. It helps us out a lot and doesn't cost anything. So where can we find you on the interweb, Jen?
These days, you can find me at The Jen Says on Twitter or facebook.com/TheJenPlays. Currently, my streaming rig is non-operational, so I am fortunately not streaming on Twitch currently. But Twitter, The Jen Says, and Facebook page are places to keep up with what I have going on.
And I can be reached at 9 of 12, that's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch. And you can hear me on the Part-Time Gamers podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
GG!
GG. Well played.
If you enjoyed the show and have the quill skill to shriek speech, leave us a 5-star unique critique on iTunes or thrill us with the size of your handbill by spilling goodwill into our tills at patreon.com/grills. We can also be found windmilling around Facebook and YouTube at facebook.com/geekgrills and youtube.com/geekgrills, where we like to chill. Tweet your siren songs where the throngs belong on Twitter at geekgrills, where we're dressed to kill. For more info on the show, though, go to geekgrills.com, where you can find previous episodes, show notes, and current contest information. Send us your psalms and qualms to geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577, where we can hear your lovely voice sing the zing thing. Thanks for listening.